that a lot of the investment that's going into this pipeline is influenced by China. You know, they have a $100 million partnership here with a Chinese-owned ethanol company. Their business partner received a $300 million loan from the Chinese Central Bank. I tried to stop China from having an influence in South Dakota and from buying ag land, and now they're coming out here and investing in a pipeline that's crossing ag land. This is the last thing I want to see, and I've been very public about it. But the legislature didn't support me on that bill either, and neither did ag organizations.